Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, Jimmy Kimmel is set to host the 95th Oscars. Twitter is delaying the rollout of verification checkmarks to subscribers until after Tuesday's midterm elections. Drake and 21 Savage dropped her loss on November 4th, and the passing away of Aaron Carter. In celebrity news, comedian and late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel is back as the host of the 95th Oscars in 2023, marking the late-night star's third time fronting the ceremony, which he last did 5 years ago. His hosting comes off Chris Rock's infamous hosting job last year, in which he received the slap heard across the world from Will Smith. In music news, Drake and 21 Savage dropped their collaborative album Her Loss on Friday, November 4th, to mixed critical reception. The 16-track album is riddled with call-outs and disses to a wide swath of rappers, from Megan Thee Stallion to Serena Williams' husband to newcomer Ice Spice. Though a collaborative album, Drake contributes around two-thirds of the vocals for the album, with 21 Savage taking more of a supporting role. The album's only feature is from Travis Scott. In Twitter news, Elon Musk announces that Twitter is delaying the rollout of verification checkmarks to subscribers of its new $7.99 a month subscription service until after Tuesday's midterm elections. This comes after his official acquisition of the company on November 27th and the announcement of the new verification services on November 1st. Twitter is experiencing massive financial stress following Musk's acquisition due to a drop from many advertisers, leading to controversial cuts in staff. Finally, singer and actor Aaron Carter was found deceased in his home in Southern California on Saturday, November 5th. He came to fame as a teen pop singer in the late 1990s and was known for his roles on television shows such as Lizzie McGuire and Seventh Heaven. His fiancée, Melanie Martin, asked for privacy, thoughts, and prayers for her and his 11-month-old son, Prince, during this time. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Ella Barnes.